everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is January.
Hello everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
Nora, 你知道吗？上周我朋友介绍了一个男生给我认识。
哎，真的吗？有八卦哟。So what happened? 快点跟我讲讲吧。
我们见面之后啊，整个就在尬聊，你知道吗？ The whole conversation was so boring. I just wanted to escape.
你不会是犯了社交恐惧症吧？
Maybe, but I don't think it was my problem. It's just that we don't really have common language.
Why?
The whole time he was just talking about himself, which I didn't find interesting at all.
Then you should just leave the conversation.
但是毕竟不熟嘛，第一次见面，然后又不太好意思打断人家，就只好附和着尬聊下去了。
I get it. But don't worry. Today we're going to talk about how to end a conversation fast.
And still be polite.Also, without offending anybody.
是的，今天啊，其实我们就是要聊一聊如何迅速又非常有礼貌的去结束一段尬聊。
对，像我们这种社恐人士碰到了类似的情况，以后就可以轻松自如的应付了。
那我们今天的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，自行回复加油两个字，来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So, I think bad conversations happen to all of us.
是的，我感觉一般在结束一段对话的时候呢，都会要去找一些借口。
Yeah, sometimes I'll just say, I need to use the washroom.
就是用，哎呀，我要去上下厕所，对吧？这种洗手间呀，作为一个借口。
But it's a little bit cliche, right? We all know they're just excuses to get away from a conversation.
对 ,a cliche 就是说非常老掉牙的老梗了，对吧？
对。
So most of the time, they're not really true. 就是大家一听就知道，好假呀。所以一般我就不会用这种借口。
哎，那一般你会怎么说呢？
如果我要是跟对方不熟嘛，我又想表得比较客气的话呢，我就可能会说 I know I've been talking your ear off, so I'll let you off the hook and catch you later.Thanks for chatting.
That's a good one. Talk someone's ear off. 就是在说，哎呀，我聊了很长的时间，感觉都要把你的耳朵聊掉了。It means to talk for too long.
是的，也就是说我感觉不太好再继续打扰你了。
对。
然后呢，就说到 off the hook, 就是说你可以走了，让你走吧，把你放掉这个。
还给你自由。
对。那 hook 本意是
钩
子
的意思。对。Off the hook, 字面意思就是脱钩。
它还有就是脱离困境啊，还有脱身的意思。
这里就是说对方，哎，你可以脱身了，走吧。
是的，但其实是我自己想脱身啊。那这个时候呢，就是把我自己的想法装作是你的想法来表达出来，就显得比较有礼貌了。
哎，你这么一说啊，就让我想到有的时候，哎，是我自己饿了，但是呢，我又不好意思直接表达出来，那我就会问对方Are you hungry?
你饿了没有
是
吧？
其实就是委婉的暗示 I am hungry. Let's go eat something.
Yeah, 那这个事情呢其实就是时时刻刻都在发生。
对，那如果是觉得对方占用了自己很多时间，我们是不是也可以用这种方式来表达，反过来说是自己占用了对方的时间呢？
Smart, 真的是活学活用啊。
Yeah, so we can sayI know I've been taking up so much of your time, and I'm sure you've got a lot other things to do. So I'll let you go, but it's been great to see you.
那其实这个大致的意思啊，跟前面说的这个表达有点像啊，也是说 taking up so much of your time, 占了你太多时间了。然后呢，听起来就会还是非常的客气哦。
对，
真的是学到了，
是吧？那么这句话中的 take up 就是占用的意思。当我们说占用了某人的时间，就是用这个动词短语 take up someone's time.
Right. 如果是在很多人的一些社交场合呢，比如说去参加一个 party 或者是晚宴，那就更加容易的去终结尬聊了。
How so?
那比如说我去参加这种晚宴聚会，就是为了去认识更多的人嘛。那我们就可以说这一个，说为了去认识其他的朋友，作为一个真实的理由去结束这个对话。
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. For example, we can say, It's been really nice talking to you, but I promised myself that I would mingle at this event and get to know some new people.
诶 mingle 不是混合的意思吗？
是的，那如果你在社交场合中说到 I would mingle at this event, 也就是说你想要去结交更多的朋友，
哦，那有的时候啊，我在这种社交场合当中，哎，可能会突然看到自己真正会去想要聊天的人，那又恰巧处在一个比较无聊的谈话当中，我们是不是也可以直接跟对方说呢？
We can just simply say, I see someone I was hoping to catch. Sorry, I have to leave it there.
对，那么 catch 在这里呢，不是抓住的意思，而是表示去联系 to make contact or to catch up with.
Right, I have to leave it there. 就是说，我们今天就先聊到这吧。
Right, or you can say, I need to do the rounds and catch a few people. So I will see you later.
也就是说，我想去走动一下，跟其他的人叙叙旧。
对 ，do the rounds 它本身有传播的意思，但是在这里呢，就表示哎去转一转，去走动，去社交。
对，那这个 do the rounds 也可以用另外一个词来代替，叫做 circulate， 也是一样的意思。So you can also say I'd better to circulate.
哎，那有的时候啊，尬聊就是因为对方说的话题让你感觉不感兴趣，感觉没有话聊，就只能附和一下。So what can we do about it to end this kind of conversation quickly?
那我觉得这个时候呢，你就可以直接把这个聊天的人介绍给另外一个朋友就好了，让他们去聊天。
对 ，That's a good idea, so that we can get away from this conversation easily.
Exactly. So we can say something like.I'm sure Jack would love to pick your brain about this topic. Let me introduce you.
哎，就是说 Jack 可能会对这个话题感兴趣，想会跟你探讨更多。来，我来帮你们相互介绍认识一下。
是的 ，pick someone's brain 就是一个俚语 ，it means to learn more about something.
那我们刚刚说的就是如何在人比较多的社交场合结束一段尬聊。
对，那其实还有很多其他的场景啊，比如说 you run into someone unexpectedly at the supermarket.
Or while you're on a walk in your neighborhood, and again, you get stuck into a conversation that you don't want to be in.
So what should we do about it?
那这种情况我觉得就比较随意了，我觉得就可以简单一点来结束这个对话了。I think you can just simply put, it's been nice chatting with you, but I've gotta go.
就是说反正跟你聊天很开心，我就是要走了。那或者呢，还可以说It was nice to see you, but I've got to run.
对 ，I've got to go, I've got to run, 都是表示哎，我必须要走了。
对，这个时候的 run 没有必要去直译为跑啊，反正就是走了，要走了。好了，那我们今天呢就聊了很多尬聊。其实我们会发现啊，很多时候我们都不需要给出一个详细的理由，对吧？
对，特别是这种比较随意，比如说在街上碰到这种情况，就直接说我要走就可以了。
是的 ，So we don't need to give a specific reason,
right?
好的，那今天关于如何结束尬聊的笔记呢，也都为大家整理好了。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，自行回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Jen. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。